So the first level of explanation within this text is the teachings that are shared in common with beings of small capacity. And those teachings are for beings who wish to abandon the rebirth into the lower realms of the hell, hungry ghost, and animal, and wish to achieve a rebirth into the higher realm of the gods and the humans. So the type of being that wishes to abandon rebirth into the lower realms, or wishes to definitely get out of rebirth into the lower realms in order to achieve rebirth in the higher realms, is called a being of small capacity. And this is called the teachings that are shared in common with beings of small capacity. What is the necessary practice for this type of being? The practices are the foundations of refuge in the three jewels, foundation of ethical behavior or behavior modification to modify to suitable behavior is the literal translation, and acknowledgement of downfalls or confession. So the second level of explanation within this text is for a being of medium capacity or a being of middling capacity. And this is a being who recognizes not only the suffering of the lower realms, but also recognizes the suffering of the higher realms as well. He or she recognizes that whether one is in the higher or lower realms, they still have to endure the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of birth, the suffering of aging, the suffering of sickness, the suffering of death. So after recognizing that all of these sufferings, or that suffering pervades cyclic existence, then he or she looks for the root of the cyclic existence. And recognizes that karma and afflictions are what drives the six realms of cyclic existence. So they wish to abandon those negative things which produce cyclic existence in order to achieve liberation, or in order to achieve a nirvana. And the teachings that are shared in common with beings of medium capacity or middling capacity are synonymous with the lesser vehicle or with Hinayana. So these two names are synonymous with each other or have one meaning. One could say Hinayana or medium scope, and the meaning would be the same. It would be a being who wished for him or herself alone to get out of cyclic existence and to achieve nirvana or liberation. In order for this being of medium capacity to achieve nirvana or to achieve his or her liberation, it's necessary to engage in various practices. So what is the method that he or she must engage in order to achieve liberation. It's practicing the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethics, the higher training in concentration, and the higher training in wisdom. See, at the root of cyclic existence is the grasping at true existence. It's what produces the karma and afflictions that produce the six realms of cyclic existence. So the opponent of the grasping at true existence, or the antidote for the grasping at true existence, is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So if in order for one to have the wisdom realizing emptiness, it's necessary to have concentration, the higher training in concentration. And in order to have the higher training in concentration, it's necessary to have the higher training in ethics, or in ethical behavior. So we can see that it's necessary for the medium scope practitioner to have all of these three trainings together in order to produce the desired result, which is liberation for him or herself alone.
어제 주지스가 뭐 사직 소리 이제 나보다 나도 로가티스 땅 세빌 마그 베저지가 두었어 로가티 그 땅사기 사자 땜부지 그거 두었어 그 주진 소리 들으스 다 로가티 나갈반도 들 진도와 그 땡간진 소리지 안은 골레 지샤는 버길 또야 진도와 대 새로글 하고 소리 인사했어 어디서 투바이나 아니 요모바다 동에 또네
So the ethical behavior is compared to a ground, or a basis in which everything can spring from. It's very similar to launching a rocket. If one wishes to launch a rocket, it's necessary to have a rocket launcher or a launch pad. If there is not a stable launch pad, it's not possible to actually launch a rocket. This is why it is stated that ethics are the basis or foundation of all practice, because one cannot sprout the other practices unless this foundation or fertile ground of ethical behavior is there. So the comparison is to a rocket launcher. In order for a rocket to be launched, or a missile to be launched, it's necessary to have the pad, or the launch pad. So this is compared to the actual ethical behavior, or the higher training in ethics. It must also have a barrel that the bullet or rocket shoots out of, or some sort of device that the missile shoots out of. So Rinpoche was comparing it to a barrel. So it's a missile that shoots out of a barrel of some sort. You know, some sort of rocket launcher. So it has to have the pad stable and the barrel itself. So the barrel itself is compared to the higher training and concentration. But it also, in order for the missile or rocket to be launched, there must be the bullet or the missile itself. So in order for that to take place, launching a missile or a rocket, these three things must be present. Likewise, in order to produce liberation, the three higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom must be present. So it is not to say that these trainings are exclusive to the lesser vehicle. They are called teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity, because it's necessary to have the three higher trainings in the great scope as well, or the beings of great capacity must utilize the three higher trainings as well. The difference is the motivation. The lesser vehicle practitioner, or the medium scope practitioner, aims to achieve nirvana or liberation for him or herself alone. And that is the end desired goal. So because of this, those three higher trainings produce that sort of liberation. But the great scope practitioner, or the being of great capacity, wishes to achieve omniscience, or an all-knowing mind, and wishes to achieve the unsurpassable, true, complete Buddhahood. So their practice, his or her practice of the three higher trainings produces actual Buddhahood. So the difference is the motivation and the desired goal. So this is the only difference between the lesser vehicle practitioner and the great vehicle practitioner. They both utilize the three higher trainings, but for different aims.
Tā jebu chenpo sen nipa jebu chāwa ndu, anna susu dhuwa dhuwa nāzi, senche tāngche ki dhuwa dhuwa re, susu dhuwa ma dhuwa nāzi, anna senche tāngche ki dhuwa dhuwa ma re. Senche tāngche dhuwa lukua dhan, dhuwa mēba, chi karsuku re, dhuwa mēba zuya ke, anna sānglu dhukho ndu, anna tānda susu nipa yo ma re, sānche, nipa sānche liyo wa re. Sijian tangji gu tuan tu, sangji gu mu tuba xia wu nyabi, jibu qinbi sanglu li wu wu sadis.
So the special feature of the great vehicle, or the being of great capacity, is that he or she recognizes that like themselves, all sentient beings wish to have happiness. And like themselves, all sentient beings wish to be free from suffering. So then this being recognizes that he or she does not have the ability to eradicate the suffering of others or to bring others to a state of happiness. He or she recognizes that being sentient has drawbacks and does not allow one to have all of the abilities that he or she could have as a Buddha. So by recognizing this, he or she wishes to become a Buddha in order to achieve the abilities that a Buddha has, because the desired goal is to eradicate the suffering of all sentient beings and to bring all sentient beings to a state of happiness.
Tā rā jīpān jīpā tīl chūn yuwa rī, yīn jīpān jīpā yuwa dēn chīpū rīs, tī yīn sū tā anī kārsa gu rī, yīn yuwa ndu yīn rā jīpān jīpā kārsa gu rī, yīn jīpān jīpā jīn jīn anī wā tī nyālī jī gu sā rī sī mārī bā.
So this being also, the being of the great scope, or the being of great vehicle, recognizes the downfalls of the self-cherishing attitude and recognizes the excellent qualities of cherishing others. So this is also at the forefront of the practice of the great vehicle, the recognition of downfall, the downfall of self-cherishing. So once one has achieved the realization or the state of mind called bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, that is not enough to produce Buddhahood by itself alone. It's necessary to have the two accumulations, the accumulation of exalted wisdom and the accumulation of merit. So it's necessary to have these two accumulations. And it is also can be called the accumulation of method and wisdom. So these two things are necessary in order to produce Buddhahood. So it cannot be produced by just having bodhicitta alone. It's necessary to have the exalted wisdom coupled with the merit, accumulation of merit.
Ta sanje ne shubha lhobi chudla sanje bheji kasugure. Tumo wa bhajin tiba lhobi chudla, tumo ma yiba tantra lhoya ki kanyi lhidu waris.
And then there are those that are shared in common with the perfection vehicle. And then there are those that are exclusive or uncommon in the tantric vehicle, or Tantrayana, the esoteric secret vehicle.
Jubharudishibi tibatan, Dendan tomo yaraje badan, shanchuk sendan, shindo tuzukangalo jores. So nang eshik su jose bala dene, anan ghaag lantu yungu waris. Paru dishimi tiba dan, devu sanga doji tiba as, nin yungu waris.
So this, the perfection vehicle itself is also called the causal vehicle. And the tantric vehicle is called the resultant vehicle. So when we speak of the causal vehicle, which is the perfection vehicle, these are the teachings that are shared in common with the beings of small capacity, the teachings that are shared in common with beings of medium capacity, and the teachings of the great capacity, which are shared in common, which are the bodhicitta, mind that aspires to enlightenment, and those sorts of practices. So this is why it is called causal vehicle, the actual perfection, and the tantric vehicle is called the resultant vehicle, because it's necessary to have all of the causes in order to produce a result, and tantra being the result of sutra or the perfection vehicle. Tantra is the result of the practice of the sutric vehicle or the perfection vehicle.
Ta bhajin tibi landa ngana ni cha de sanje gobon tu bi ta jibare sanje gobon tu jo yin ba jibare is jibare di war is marwa
ju yanje sunwa
bhajin tibi landa ya sanje gobon tu bi jo re ta re is ngana de ya sanje gobon tu bi jo re ta re jibare sanje gobon tu bi ta jibare jo yin ba jibare is
So when we speak of the ability to achieve the state of Buddhahood through the method of practicing the perfection vehicle, or we speak of achieving Buddhahood through the method of the tantric vehicle, the actual state of Buddhahood itself is precisely the same, the actual Buddhahood.
Ane nādhūn rūpa jōgurvās, nūyū jīva rūsā jīvārīs, hāngjīsā jīvārīs, ane mōtān rūna chūcay nīs gōgūnduvās, nādhūn rūna kāma kāshīma gōgumārūvās, pāshī ngālāngā tēne sāngjī gōgūn jūpa tōgurīs, sāngjīsā jūpa lēgurī, pāshī tībī lāng jīva lā tēne jūrīm gōgurīs.
Hartford, New York, is that where it was?
Okay,
the Tamshe Shingi. So the perfection vehicle and the tantric vehicle are compared sometimes to taking a car or an airplane. If one wished to go from Hartford to New York City, if they took a car, it would maybe take a couple of hours. But if one had an airplane to take from Hartford to New York City, maybe one could get there in a few minutes. So it's quite different as far as the rapidity of the process for the person in the airplane. So the person flying will get there much quicker than the person who is driving. So the tantric vehicle is compared to the person in the airplane, and the perfection vehicle is compared to the person in the car. The destination of New York City is exactly the same, but the means of getting there and the speed in which one gets there is different. So this is the difference between the sutric vehicle and the tantric vehicle, or the perfection vehicle and the tantric vehicle, is the rapidity of achieving enlightenment.
Pajin tibi toja ge sanje da kha ge toja sanje che yo ma sanje ji ba res pajin tibi toja ge sanje da kha tibi toja ge sanje jin de ji se gura ji ba res 네 바진 TV 도자가 산지레 야가 라비 나 TV 산지던데 요 말스 산지 지버스
So the Buddha that is produced from the perfection vehicle and the Buddha that is produced from the tantric vehicle are precisely the same Buddha. One cannot say that the Buddha that the tantric vehicle produced is a higher kind of Buddha. This would not be appropriate.
What the name is that? Pashin TV Pashin TV Laya del Kajuare, that the name Pashin TV Laya de Tene, two songs on his labi tsutin ji laba, labi tingan ji laba, labi sherog labas, labason de, le deriz, labason. An tama mo shu zabre. Ne wate pasin tiba laya de labason dune son yomares, maruwa. Labi tsutin ji laba, labi tingan ji laba, labi sherog ji labas, son dune yomares.
So in the perfection vehicle, and we've gone over this quite thoroughly previously, we can find the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethics, the higher training in concentration, the higher training in wisdom. So in the perfection vehicle, we find a focus on this, which we've previously explained.
Nengazu chulu gengal zuri yar eshu ba zula zuri sunga duas Hindu da ne Jewish da wadne ke chulu thamal le dene zuri sunga yaris zuri de shaba da na bas thajil yaris.
So when we speak first of the higher training of ethics, and we speak of the word ethics itself or ethical behavior, we can see that all other religious traditions also have ethics. And they speak of ethics. You hear this in the Hindu tradition, in the Christian tradition, in the Jewish tradition. In all of these other traditions, we can find reference to ethical behavior. So this is not an exclusive word in the Buddhist tradition.
So,
and when we speak of the trainings, we use this word higher, and in the Tibetan it actually says the highest higher training. And the reason for this differentiation is as follows. Other religious traditions do have ethical behavior, but it is not coupled with renunciation. There is no renunciation that wishes to definitely get out of cyclic existence. And that's the difference between the ethics in the non-Buddhist tradition and the ethics in the Buddhist tradition. So this is why it is called the highest higher training. Because it is coupled with this desire to definitely get out. So if one, for instance, takes an individual liberation vow, or the Pratamoksha vow, if you're familiar with the Tibetan, with the Sanskrit, if one takes a Pratamoksha vow, the motivation for taking one of those kinds of vows, just translator's note, that's one of the seven lifetime vows, Pratamoksha vows. If one takes these vows, the motivation behind it should be renunciation or the desire to definitely get out. So we see this at the core of all the teachings. So this is why it is called the highest higher training, because it's not normal everyday kind of ethics. It's ethics that's coupled with renunciation.
Tabna sutega dumba le chimbi dumba da rajing dumba nin duas to chimbi dumba le son yores nin ne dumba da gnye pami dumba son bode chimba ge son ne de chimbi dumbas o de son de gnye pami dumba ni nin ne dumba son bode chimbi dumbas gres chimba zuge de le na ndi gores
the gnye pai dumba gnye mai dumba Shabuchi. Okay. So when we look at individual liberation vows themselves, they can be broken down into two categories. Those for lay or householders, and those for the ordained. So there are three vows within the Pratamoksha vows, or individual liberation vows, that are for householders. Those are the two layperson vows, one for the male and one for the female, and they're precisely the same. And the 24-hour, the one-day vow. It's called the Nyanyegadumba. I'm trying to think what the actual translation, the literal translation of it is. But it's the Nimachig Sutardumba Lapsar, Yene the Sik Yapu Lap Jason. So anyway, it's a one-day vow that is also can be held by a householder. And then the other five vows are the vows for the ordained. So this is it can be divided into two when we speak of individual liberation vows, those for ordained, which obviously goes from the novice vows up to fully ordained, and the lay vows from one day to lay person vows.
Gulon mai domba, gulon mi domba, gulon pami domba ni natris.
So there are five types of ordained vows, and the actual literal translation is going forth. So vows that one goes forth with. So they're called rapjung, which means to go forth. So there are five types of vows which one can go forth with, and those are the novice monk's vow, the novice nun's vow, the probationary nun's vow, the fully ordained monk's vow, and the fully ordained nun's vow. So these are the five types of ordained vows within the individual liberation vows, or the vows in which one goes forth.
Pemel domba sung doa, rajung domba sung, gula mi domba, gitsu mai domba.
Ale, sum, then ni, gilu ni.
Gulun dang gitsu ni,
ale. So as far as nuns go, for the ordained status, there are three vows, three levels of vows. There is the novice nun vow, the probationary nun's vow, and the fully ordained nun's vow. And for the male, there are two levels, the novice monk's vow and the fully ordained monk's vow. So also, the Yanjur And also, when we speak of ethics, we can also refer to the ten non-virtues, or the abandonment of the ten non-virtues. So that is also ethics. And then there are also bodhisattva vows. Then when we think of the bodhisattva vow, the bodhisattva vow itself, there are various types of ethics that we previously spoke of. And I don't have them written down, but the ethics of accumulating virtue, the gewa dinitsuchim, the sum, the kalila, the sum,
the sum.
Okay, so it's coming back to me. So the ethics of the first one is the ethics of the vows. So we spoke before of when we spoke of vows or abandonments, the ethics of abandoning the abandonments, I believe, is what we literally translated as last time. And this is really the self-cherishing attitude. So this is the true abandonment for one who is a bodhisattva. And then there's the ethics of generating virtue. And we spoke of the six perfections and engaging in that practice and so forth. And the ethics relative to sentient other sentient beings. And this was fulfilling the needs of other sentient beings and so forth. And being willing to endure anything for the sake of others. So these were three types of ethics within the practice of a bodhisattva. So one can find, when we speak of the benefits of engaging in ethical behavior, one can find the quote in the abbreviated Stages of the Path by Lama Tsongkhapa. And unfortunately, I can't remember it exactly. You used to have it memorized, though. The ethics that are like the water that cools the... And the moon...
That cools the scorching heat of the delusions.
Right, then the moon that cools the scorching heat of the afflictions. And the third one is the mountain. It's like the mountain... Okay, so anyway, the meaning in the Lamrim Duden, and anyone can look it up, it's in the Life Teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, Abbreviated Stages of the Path. It's in that actual text, and it speaks of the benefits of ethics, and it says it is like the water that cools, and the moonlight that cools the scorching heat of the afflictions and so forth. So it speaks of the benefits of ethics, basically, in this text by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we can see so many references that show how powerful and how beneficial the foundation of ethical behavior really is. And I'll get that before everyone leaves, that quote. I've got it here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So one can find a quote also in Nagarjuna's text, The Letter to a Friend, where it states that the ethical behavior is the foundation of all excellence, the foundation of all excellence. So the meaning behind this is that if the one has a foundation of ethical behavior, a very stable level foundation in ethics, then the lesser vehicle practices can be produced. The great vehicle practices can be produced, including the tantric practices. So it's similar to a ground. If one wishes to have a vegetable or some sort of plant grow, it's necessary to have a stable, fertile ground. If that's the case, then a sprout will come and then one will have a plant. Likewise, if one has the fertile ground or the foundation of ethics, then all of the other realizations can be produced from that. So we can see even in a nation where if there is a very good law, a system of law in place, then it's usually a prosperous area. If there is a good law and enforcement of that law, there's usually one can find schools and hospitals and airports and train stations and good roads and good cars, and all of these other things are possible because there is order, because there is a law that is being enforced. So when we speak of worldly law, it's very similar to the law spoken of by the Buddha. So in Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, the Madhyamika Avatara, Chandrakirti has stated that it is important, the ethics or ethical behavior is important in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. It's important to have the ethical behavior, whether one is engaging in the introductory levels or the smaller levels or the middling stages or even the great stages up to the tantric vehicle. It's necessary to have this foundation of ethics. So this is what Chandrakirti meant. It's necessary to have this foundation throughout all of the stages of practice in order to achieve the result. Then this Shing Yu, yani Chapagare, Tomba Ni Dang, Neper Jongwa, the Ni.
Nganjuk Samba Tanjan, Lanagro, Nganjuk Samba Sim Sutin, Shiribi Sutin Lanagro, Nganjuk Samba Sim Tingenzin, Tony Mittingenzin, Shiribi Tingenzin Lavaro, Habit Tingenzin.
So the second higher training in concentration. Meditative stabilization, it's called sometimes, can be found in Buddhist and non-Buddhist traditions. We can find various concentration levels in non-Buddhist traditions. So we say that concentration levels are in common with others. So they are not exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. But the object of observation for the Buddhist is different. So the object of observation for the Buddhist is emptiness or renunciation. So these topics are exclusive to Buddhism. So they cannot be found in the non-Buddhist tradition. So this is why type of concentration is referred to the highest higher training in concentration, because it's concentrating on, it's using as its focal point an object of observation which is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition.
Mm-hmm. 어데 셔르발 라바 이마르다 셔발 라비 주 띵엔진다 셔르 라바서고 르와
So when we speak of the concentration which uses as its focal point or uses as its object of observation emptiness this is something that is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition and cannot be found in non-Buddhist tradition
Tonyelamibi tingenzin de shonsona ane tonyi du lo tembe chayungres denzil nyabo denzil nyabo she chondugres marwa denzil no ba she denzil no chemun no dugres denzil denzil nyabo yabo chadugres tonyelamibi tingenzin mai bi tingenzin da mo yor de yin tuzuge ane denzil no dugmares Sanchuk sent to Shiraya, but in Hijam to Yabashira, and Denzil no two marries. Shansu Motan came measure, Shintunya, but Sajumis, Shabat and Hijam to Sukhalo, Denzil Namiba Jilla mean, and Zedam wasn't go on Maimbe, and Denzil Taju two marries. Denzil Taju in Yabode, Tunila maybe Shara Gurus, Tunila maybe Shamata Gurus. What does it go, Marbe?
Longare.
Ah,
long.
Shansu modang geme nade wa nade.
Namje.
Shansu modang geme shi shintu nyeba tsajwe mis. Shambatan hii jimbo tuzi yabashira res. Tsul labuchi res. Yina ya tjambe ane denzi pontu ma res. Denzi nyog ma res. Ko denzi dmeba jila minze dango ge ma res.
Okay. Treason. So the grasping, this... concentration that uses as its object of observation emptiness is the antidote to the grasping at true existence. The grasping at true existence is what creates all of the negativities, and this type of concentration is what serves as the opponent to and the antidote for this mistaken view, which is the grasping at true existence. But the other types of concentration do not serve as an antidote for this. So it is only the concentration that it uses as its object of observation, emptiness, which actually combats the mistaken view of the grasping at true existence. If one has concentration on love or compassion or the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta, this is a very virtuous state of mind. And this is a very necessary practice, but it is not one that actually serves directly as an antidote to the grasping at true existence. So this is why in the Pramana Vartika Karika, Dharmakirti's compendium to the valid cognition, in that the Pramana Vartika Karika, Dharmakirti states that the meditation on Our concentration states of other concentration, only one concentration state can hit the target of grasping at true existence. And the meaning behind this is that the other concentration states of love and compassion and so forth are good, but they do not hit the target, which is the grasping at true existence. Only the meditation on emptiness does.
And the Shira Yibul Tendwas, Pomangabu Tadala, Ranjit Dumanabayadaba Josu Taus, Pomangabu to the Ranjit Ruby Tumbare, Deba Ruby Tumbares, Deba Drubazibi Denzin to Kualukuares, Deba Drubazibi Denzin Latene, Kualukuares, Pomangabu, Deba Ruby Tuma, Deba Madruba Shesuna, and the Kual Trine, and Tolanjola to the Beton with his own was the Dava Marbis.
So in the Heart Sutra, we even find the statement where it says, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. And here it says, one who practices this profound prachamarvinita should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. So here there's multiple references to this type of concentration that allows one to see this. And if one can understand this, then he or she can progress through the various paths because we see in the beginning here the seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. So that's speaking of the path of accumulation, the first path. And then one can slowly, once one recognizes that, progress through the other four paths, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So in the text you see there's no eye, no ear, no nose, and so forth. And the meaning behind this is there is no truly established eye, there is no truly established ear, there is no truly established nose. This does not negate its existence. This is not a nihilistic view, this is a view which negates its true existence or true establishment. In order for one to realize this reality, which is the true reality, it's necessary to have a very stable, firm kind of concentration which uses it as its focal point. So we're at 32, where it says, when those observing the vow of the active altruistic intention have trained well in the three forms of discipline, their respect for these three forms of discipline grows, which causes purity of body, speech, and mind. Tama Yanjur Surana.
Allah Tamandar Jenarawa.
Tamche Shiva.
Ranki Lunga sent Nada Jurawa. Ranki Lunga sent Nada Jo. Tang Asuchawa Toma Mevan Tati Bato, Lujugun Deba Mumasayor, Lugun Goa Mumuare, Deba Mumasayore. Nagun Deba Mumasayor, Goa Mumasayore. Yijugune, Deba Mumasayor, Goa Mumasayore. Tangazo. Lunga Yesu gun Sasha with Diva to Sungala Taugures, Madaba Yina, Divi in Rebutel Dunga Yungres, Sendel Dunga Yungre, Jawa Shama Mobul Dunga Yungre, Nazu Sendel Dungan Dogomare, Seshama Pesi and also Dungan Dogomares, Dunga Madaba Yinza, Dunga Jo, Lunga Yesu with Diva to Sungalo, Shadon Kazure, Taugures.
Yeah, they just doing the KJ or Yabi Omari, the NGK there. Suchin lapa sun yomari.
Suchin ete
tab. Inchi nge kejo tugian.
Habi suchin lapa sun. Habi dingan zi lapa sun. Wadda marbe.
Nge kejo tugian. The sumju suni, the, okay.
Inchi lukana.
All right, so, so there's a, just a slight error, kind of, in the English on 32, so it's just going to take me a moment to kind of fix this a little bit. It's slight. So it says, when observing the vow of the active altruistic in, when observing the vow of the active altruistic intention have trained well when those observing the vow. So this is speaking of bodhisattvas, and those, the altruistic intention speaks of the bodhisattva vow. So this is what it's referring to in here. So it's necessary in, because we've accumulated large amounts of virtue and non-virtue through our body, speech, and mind to analyze what those two things produce. And when we do that, we'll recognize that the non-virtue produces suffering in this life or in next life. So by recognizing that suffering is produced from these things, it's necessary to figure out a way in which to purify them or to convert them into something pure. So this is why it says here, for these three forms of discipline grows, which causes purity of body, speech, and mind. So here we're speaking of arriving at the final goal of purity. So there is a purification of the negativities of the body, speech, and mind that has to take place. Because there has been so many accumulations since beginningless time of negativity. So this is why it speaks of that here. And so here it says, Sutrim Hlapa Sum Lale Lapa. So here, the Injike Yapu The three forms of discipline. It should say the three higher forms of ethical behavior. The three higher forms, because it speaks of higher trainings here, because it says in the Tibetan, Tsuchim Hlapa. Hlapa means higher. So in here, it talks of the three higher trainings of ethics. So it should say, when observing, those observing the vow of the active altruistic intention have trained well in the three forms of higher training and discipline, their respect for the, these three forms grows, Suchim Lapas, their respect for these three higher trainings and discipline grows, which causes purity of body, speech, and mind. And these three higher trainings are the, what we spoke of before, of the different kinds of meritorious practice relative to bodhicitta. So the bodhicitta, which is a vow or abandons the abandonments, the bodhicitta which accumulates virtue, and the one which is recognizes the, and fulfills the needs of sentient beings. So this is what it's speaking of here in this stanza.
Okay. Leha Gario, Sijing Tunisia, Sijing Tunisia, Sijing Tabalungoya, and then Dunulungoya, Sanjig Saltia, Sijing Tunisia, Sijing Tunisia, and then Shindu Nyalaji Woods, Goachudu, Shindu Nyale Magina, Sijing Tunisia Dumanis, Tajin Tunisia Tudinj Majin Utumanis, Shindu Nyale Nyazulan Woods, the Eastern Goachudig Tudin. Goachudig Tudin Shindu Nyale de Abuwala. Nisho dumbi chuti. Anne ran changing kabi, chutin down, and liberation bawa down, what to look like Google's mother.
So, when we speak of these three higher trainings of a bodhisattva, we speak of the sentient being's needs. The bodhisattva is focused on others, cherishing others, and focused on other sentient beings. So, he wishes to bring sentient beings to a state of complete Buddhahood, or to a state of liberation, or to the higher realms, to states of happiness in general. So the Buddha focuses on sentient beings and fulfilling their wishes and their needs. So this is the first type of ethics of the Bodhisattva that we spoke of. They were in a different order before, but this is the first. Rinpoche gave it in this order this time. So the ethics which fulfill sentient beings' needs. The second, the ethics of accumulating virtue, refers to the six perfections, because one cannot fulfill the needs of other sentient beings unless he or she engages in the six perfections. So by engaging in the six perfections, one accumulates virtue. So this is why it falls into the category of the higher training and ethics of gathering virtue. And then the last one is, in order to wish to do this, it's necessary to have abandoned the self-cherishing attitude. So this is the ethics of abandon the abandonments. The Bodhisattva must have abandoned the self-cherishing attitude in order to be a Bodhisattva, but also in order, obviously, to practice these other trainings and so forth. So this is why it's called the ethics of abandoning the abandonments, because it not only speaks of vows and non-virtues and so forth, the root of this is the self-cherishing attitude that needs to be abandoned.
Ta janju sembi lang tu so ba jibe jin da phasin cho. Te du na shin ju. Te le ma du na chu jin song. Lu.
Janju su na.
Janju sembi. Janju sembi lang lang tu phasin cho.
Phasin ju.
Ten per phasin su ba.
A le.
Ma du na si su per phasin.
A le.
Te ma du na dong ba song.
So sometimes we can see this listed in a more in a larger form, and it's sometimes called the Ten Perfections. And then it's a little more abbreviated. We can find the Six Perfections, and then sometimes we'll see the three perfections of, or the three higher ethics. So we can see all of these things combined together at times, or abbreviated.
What then do you say is Rangi Lunga
sent
okay.
The do indicate abbreviate.
Okay. So din labas on la lela na.
Okay.
Labas on la kuchen juro sa.
Okay. Tem ni yere. Ini yene the indicate yomari. Mendu.
Ti na da zujan chu. Sembe do be don da ne. Bebe jebe zujan chu. So ne yon zuban juro sa.
Ni example de. Is the camera ready to go?
It's ready, but Adrian ran off for a second.
Is it going right now?
Just
use the restroom. Okay,
that's
cool, Rinpoche. Yeah. Okay. Is it going?
Yeah,
it's
a.
She can rewind it.
Hello?
Yeah, it's
not.
Do you want me to
stop?
Okay,
time to draw.
Hello, yeah.
We can always have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Ta khang de shang ju sen bi dong ba le ne ne chu tin song bu de ya bu song na chu tin de ya bu song na chu tin la bu chu tin ge phen yue da chu tin ge ngo da wo de su ya bu xie song na an chu tin la bu song ga bu yong gu ris gu chen ju ris gu chen ju ris chu tin la bu song la gu chen ju ro de yue na da zu shang ju sen bi dong ba da Sutin Laba Sund Laba Laba Yina Jutin Tishina Nada Dushan Chu Sambi Dumbi Dunda Nambi Eba Shibi Dushan Chu Tunyus Zuvan Jus Tinada Dushan Chu Tashan Chu Sambi Dumbata Sutin Sund Laba Laugina Anne Toja Sanji Gubonte Anne Lelab Totogres Sanji Sal Jubundogres Sanji Gubon Totogres Tinada Dushan Chu Sembe dombe don da ne sembe domba san jan chu sembe domba don ta se ya de dombi laja san chu sembe laja ri se san chu sembe domba da san chu sembe laja shin ru tu le ya bol ha na te ne so na da yi shig tu jo bu zo yong re se ke ba dra me so tu so sa zu zu ngo lo jo bu zo ne san jo bu je tu re se
ke ba dra me so gu gu ma re
ne ke ba dra me so tu so sa ba se ge du wa And then, two new ones to do one juice. Sanjay getting it, Shanju to the Sanjay, kaba tamen tambi tu nyebi tu
tambi tu
tanda sabarwa te tanda kanda sin sabar sin tambi shangju ju de sen je bares shangju sen bi domba len bares tanda shangju sen bi chuti tu su su ne tanda suona ta ye ge tu tun sabares suona ta ye ge tu sa ne tu yong su zu ba tu yong su zu ne tu yong su zu san na sa je ne ge ro tu yong su zu ba jo ro tu zu ba yong ge res jo ro san na chu ge ki je ro le dar
lesson. Okay, so if one understands the benefits of ethical behavior and understands the benefits of the three higher trainings in ethics and understands the nature and the definition and so forth, then one will begin to like those qualities, and one will begin to have an affinity for those kinds of qualities once one relies on analysis and reasoning. So one has to have an understanding of these and the reason behind them in order to produce a joy relative to them in your mind. And once one engages in this, the three higher trainings in ethics, one can have the arisal of bodhicitta in his or her continuum, or have the arisal of the mind that aspires to enlightenment in his or her continuum, and then take the bodhisattva vow, and then after taking the bodhisattva vow, engaging in the practice of the six perfections. And by doing this, one can achieve the state of Buddhahood very quickly. And of course, also one needs to have the two accumulations, the accumulation of exalted wisdom and the accumulation of merit. So if one has all of these accumulations, then one becomes a Buddha. Once the accumulation is complete, there is no more work to be done. Once the two are fulfilled and one is a completely enlightened or fully enlightened being. But in it, you know, normally is said to take three countless eons in order for one to achieve this status. But one can go arrive there quite quickly by going in this way through the stages in the three higher and it's starting with an affinity for the three higher trainings in ethics, or starting with an affinity for the foundation of ethical behavior.
33, the last one, 33.
So therefore, Rinpoche wants me to read 33. Therefore, through effort in the vow made by bodhisattvas for pure full enlightenment, the collections for complete enlightenment will be thoroughly accomplished. It wasn't read before, but that's what the commentary was on, so Rinpoche wanted me to read it.
That's the last one.
So one can, in the future, quickly achieve the state of Buddhahood by following the advices and so forth, and by achieving the two accumulations, or fulfilling the two accumulations of exalted wisdom and merit. So we finished the ethics. We've gone over higher train in ethics. So next we'll be going over concentration, our meditation. That will be our next class. We'll go over that, and Jeff will have to prepare very rigorously for that.
That the Larin Chembo, Larin Chembo, the Jagi Tulio are inche to Lesabras. Larin Chembo, Shanchu Senka to the loose.
We now have the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa in English. We have it in Chinese. We have it in all these languages. So there's a very complete section on the mind that aspires to enlightenment in that text, on bodhicitta in that text. So one should look at the section on the mind that aspires to enlightenment in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, as well as the liberation in the palm of your hand by Pabunka Rinpoche, which is a commentary on the great treatise of the stages of the path to enlightenment. And at the root of this is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. If one can understand the meaning of this lamp for the path to enlightenment, then one can move on to the Indian master's texts, such as Nagarjuna and Asanga, and his brother Vasubandhu. Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so forth, and some of the sutric teachings of the Buddha, such as the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, and some of the larger Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and the 100,000 verse, and the 20,000 verse, and 8,000 verse, and so forth, Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So what has not cannot be found in the Tibetan tradition, as far as the sutric texts and so forth of the perfection vehicle, one can find possibly the texts in other traditions, such as the Chinese tradition and so forth. So one can find these texts in various traditions. So whether or not it's been brought into Tibetan, it's uncertain, but there is also, when in the Burmese monks, the Burmese tradition, at the great stupa in the Dojiden, in Varanasi and so forth, they're reciting various things in Pali, and I don't know whether this Pali things they're reciting has been brought in the Tibetan tradition or not. But if we can understand the meaning of the lamp of the path to enlightenment, we can understand all of these teachings, no matter what they are. The sutra. Jā shēbī dō would be the sound sutra.
Jā shēdēlē, jā shēbī dō.
It would be the congratulations sutra, the good luck sutra. Auspicious, no. It would be congratulations or good luck. Tashi can be congratulations, good luck, good. I think so. So maybe we'll do the completing prayers, and then if anybody has any questions that are important, we can do that, and any offerings, and we will be all set. So we'll do this all in Tibetan. Mine is not in order, so. Dren, you want to lead this? It's got to go into order anyway at some point. I think I'm pretty close. Oh, here
so
we go.
Including mandala offering,
got
dedication
it.
Prayer. The fundamental
ground, ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, in particular for the essential teachings of the Venerable Lozandrapa to shine forever. I send forth the Shiva Mandala to you, precious Guru. Rīrāli jīnī For the long life prayers and the bells and stuff.
There's a beater.
It's really good.
There's beaters on this up behind that. I got that at a Gaelic music store in Bar Harbor.
Samuel and Donna have a do that.
Seven Limb? Yeah.
We did it Tuesday night.
It was good?
Yeah.
Good, let's do it.
We had everybody in place with bells. It was great.
Yeah. Because that's nice for that. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Sounds like a monastery.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Hold it by that crossbar in the back and use the beater.
Oh, that's how you do it? It gets a louder sound?
It's really like, sounds like a good drum.
Because we could do the Dalai Lama's long life prayer with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hold the X in the back like this up off the ground. And then
like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very good.
So we could do the long life prayer for Dalai Lama.
No, don't. Jenda jila gure.
I think it would sound good.
Prabha jenda khatam gure.
Yeah.
Paul the Lama don't okay.
Paul the Lama.
Samuel Lendis.
Seven Lendis. Okay.
Seven
Lendis. We'll have to get it.
Ngodru ki dhruma nga da.
This is nice.
It
It's tunable too. It's very good.
It's Rinpoche Kanto and Yabyo Maribe.
It's Rinpoche Kanto. It's
Gam.
It's Gam.
They don't like it.
Yine jadu za tadangu do de chin da. Mm. Jadu da ngu.
Long life prayers they don't do. Not bad, they just usually don't use music.
I have a rough question.
Sure.
Rinpoche said before that a Buddha produced by Sutra and a Buddha produced by Tantra are the same, which you not think higher or lesser of either or.
Right.
But I've heard it stated that one cannot achieve full enlightenment unless one does not utilize highest yoga tantra. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't it therefore be that all Buddhas are produced by tantra?
According to the Lama Khon Anje Gusum, the Lama Chan, the Lapsum, the Dogi Sanje, Parshin Tepi Sanje, Dang Ra Tepi Sanje, Chipa Sanje Kakar. Kakare Yomare, Sanje Chipa Yimba. In Kongi Chiwa, Nama Kon Anje Gusun, the Nyanyan Lana Maybe Ju Mena, the Sanje Mechap, Sanje Drotugumare.
That is.
Vene, the Sanje Yina, Major Lana Maybe Ju, Lojun Chesun.
Sanje Wala. I mean, Jules Lujanje Hures. I mean, Jules Madeva Sanje Tumaris. Timeva Sanje Tures. Sanju Sel Madeva Sanje Tumaris. Hal Madeva Sanje Tumaris. Jude Jigan, the Lamel Madeva Sanje Tumaris. Tamas Lamel de Hures.
Then a Parshin Tepa, the Sanje, the Zutugumare, Gangisena, the Nga Gu.
Parshin Tepa, Gaza to Sanje Valen, Hal de Hures. Hal Madeva.
So it's true, it's not possible for a being to achieve complete Buddhahood without practicing highest yoga tantra in the final completion stages of practice. So it's true that at the final, the last stages, one has to practice the highest yoga tantra in order to finalize their Buddhahood. So that is an accurate statement. So all Buddhas have practiced highest yoga tantra. So that is a correct statement. But that would come to them, the actual deities would teach them.
Sajatuba, Sajuba, but the Bajinti belongs to them, Pavaris, Sajatuba. Sajubi goes to the Ninghalish in the Sanji.
So we can see that Buddha practiced that path, the sutra path, and then met with the tantric teachings, and then, you know, in the final stages, he met with the tantric teachings and was able to become enlightened.
Would the same be true for Hinayana Arhat?
They're not Buddhists, though.
That would mean to become a Buddha.
The Teme Da Jumba Nejo Lana Maybe Ju, the Sanje Kopon Tupi Guna, the Nejo Lana Maybe Ju, Lobjun She Gua.
Teme Da Jumba Sanje is. Sijin is a Kalo Sanje, Sanje Rikichal Duaris. Teme Rajuba Sanje Bala could teme a Sanlo June and then Tijin is on Shanju Saint Lojan Gores. Shanju Saint Lojan, Tolon, Jolan, Tolon, Golan, what the name Kashi then Tolon goes on Hanyan as he was. Kashi is Sajubi goes on Halj, Sanje Nuaris.
The Hinayana Arhat is still a sentient being, and if one is a sentient being, they are necessarily not a Buddha. So a Hinayana foe destroyer does not fall into the category of a Buddha. If he or she wishes to become a fully enlightened Buddha, then it is necessary for them to practice highest yoga tantra as well. But first, it's necessary for them to achieve the state or the realization of bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment, because this is the first causal factor for the achievement of Buddhahood when we're speaking of the Great Vehicle Teaching. So it is necessary for them to achieve that state of bodhicitta, and then he or she can progress through the stages of the Great Vehicle Five Paths, of the Path of Accumulation, Path of Preparation, Path of Seeing, Path of Meditation, and Path of No More Learning. Some bodhisattvas start to practice the esoteric tantric vehicle on the path of accumulation, whereas others don't actually engage in the tantric practice till the 10th bodhisattva ground. See, this photos dryer has gotten rid of the more coarse afflictions, the afflictive obstructions. They've been eradicated, but there's still remnants of them left, and it's necessary to practice love and compassion and the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order to get rid of the remnants of those afflictive obstructions.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.